Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers, live at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. I'm your host, Remick Benice. I'll be taking you to the top of the hour. Yay! And that was Cool of the Gang, Ladies Night. Number one with a bullet, damn it. Ah, I play Ladies Night just ironically because it's International Women's Day, so chances are it's still Ladies Night all night long. Oh, first round's on me. What's going on? Anyway, but shout out to all the ladies out there. Boom. A day without a woman is a really sad day. So, boom. I want to just put that out there. Love you, ladies. Keep fighting for your equality. Keep fighting for your independence. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, equal pay for equal work. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Get down on it. I'm just saying, ladies. Do you get yours, you know what I'm saying? You know, take a bow, respectfully speaking, is what I'm trying to say. All right? Anyway, yay. So, welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. My name is Remick Benice. Once again, taking you live to the top of the hour here at the hole somewhere in Bushwick, which used to be owned by Osama bin Laden, but due to the fact that these guys got it at a good foreclosure price. We are here now. Good times. Current weather in Brooklyn now is 42 degrees with a windy, with wind and clouds. And I believe it's going to snow this weekend. But I don't care because I'm heading out of town anyway. I'll be in Seattle. If you know me in Seattle, see me. Boom. Anyway, got a lot to talk about tonight. Tonight, you know, even though Black History Month is over, I believe... we're going to try to see if we can trade off somebody due to the fact that they fumbled the ball on the one-yard line. Dr. Ben Carson, I'm talking to you. If possible, we're trying to trade off Dr. Ben Carson for the rights to Rachel Dolezal. You know what I'm saying? You know, if Ben don't want to be at the party, I know somebody who will. That's all I'm trying to say. So, boom. So, shout out to you, Rachel Dolezal, or whatever your name is, Nkechi Diallo. So, Nkechi Diallo, if you out there, do you remember the time, girl? You remember the time. Anyway, if you're out there listening and you wish to call in, please call in at 718-928-9732. Yes, that's 718-928-9732. Yes, I have no guests tonight. It's just me and you talking. Trash all the way to the top of the hour. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Good. Might crack open a beer early. We'll see what happens. Yay. Get down on it. Get down on it. I don't know. I'm in my cooling the gang phase right now, so bear with me. Wonderful. Yes, but tonight's topics, once again, let's see. Well, the Blacks are trying to release Dr. Ben Carson and trying to make a trade for Rachel Dolezal. If you feel that's a fair trade, please call in at 718-928-9732. Topic number two. I've given up on all of humanity for Lent. What have you done? All right. No? Good times. And number three, making lying great again. I don't know what that means. Some of these topics just come to me. You know, some people decide to just write in like, "Ooh, you should talk about this." So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll also be opening up the show to Facebook Live in approximately 10 or so minutes. We'll see what happens. Yay. Just got to get situated over here. All right, I'm situated. Boom. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Got my head shaved. I'm feeling wonderful and majestic and whimsical. How are you out there? Are you listening? You know? Okay. That happens. Let's see. Had a busy week. You know, I'm getting prepped for my trip. Did some laundry and stuff. It was mundane. You know how mundane laundry is? Like, I just want to be rich so that I can have somebody else do my laundry. You know? I know you don't have to be rich to have somebody do your laundry. I mean, you can clearly just go to the laundromat and they'll, you know, pay whatever amount per pound and just leave it there, and then you can just take your time back for the amount of dollars that you give. But no, I want to be rich. I want to be rich enough or wealthy enough to at least say, hey, you know, Juventud, you come here. Yes. Starch on this, bleach these. I don't care about those. And if you find any holes in any shirts, just throw them out. I'm getting new stuff. Swag. There you go. But nonetheless, that's not the life that I live. So yeah. So moving forward, I had to go do my own laundry. It was mundane. I'm sick and tired doing my own laundry. If anybody else wants to do my own laundry out there, please call up at 718-928-9732. Oh man. Oh, we are in the middle of approaching the middle of March. This weekend, get ready to turn your clocks forward. You lose an hour of sleep, but you gain an hour of sunlight, you know, as we like to call it, alternative time. Yeah, it's alternative time, folks. That's right. It's alt time. Give it up for alt time. We're doing it. We're doing it, people. Anyway, so I'll be getting up live on what's that? I'll be getting live up on Facebook Live pretty soon. Stand by. We'll be playing a little song by Carl Carlton that everybody seems to know, because it seems to be quite appropriate for this day. So stand by. She's a bad mamma jamma.
She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited viewing her anatomy. She's real, she's strong, she's tight. Got all the curves a man like. She's real, she's strong. She's boxy classy, oh, sexy sassy. She's heavenly, a treat for the eye to see. She's real, she's strong, oh, she's that. Got all the curves of man like. She's real, she's strong. Just as fine as she can be.
Bad Mama Gemma. Wee. Yay. On International Women's Day. Yay. Wonderful. So wonderful. So wonderful. All you international women out there. Shout out to all of you. Oh, all you wonderful international women. Boom. And some of you non-international women who don't have passports, you need to get yourself a passport and go see the world sometime. All right? Jeez. Anyway, welcome back to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'm taking to the top of the hour. My name is Remick Benice. Once again, just chilling with you, chopping it up. If you're out there, would like to hit me up and talk about your day, by all means, that's 718-928-9732. Good. Yeah. I'm kind of out of it right now. I'm kind of like in trip mode. I just want to get out of town. I've got to get out of town sometime tomorrow. I'm going to be out for about 5 or 6 days. But I'll be back next week, you know, God willing. We'll see what happens. Just going to go do some things. Do some things. Be all right. Anyway, so I guess the one thing I want to talk about was Dr. Ben Carson. You know, it is said that, you know, just because a person is learned or has a degree, that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, that that they're smart, you know. And it is what it is. I'm going to go with, chances are he's a neurosurgeon. So he is pretty smart. So I'm not going to necessarily besmirch his name as such. Okay. However, I will say this. Some people just do not choose their words carefully when they are within an arena, and sometimes they catch themselves in the passion of the moment. And in that moment, Dr. Ben Carson came out of his mind, of his neurosurgeon mind, and said how slaves are immigrants who came here with a dream. First of all, the only dream that most slaves had was like, I wish this boat turns around and I wish I could get back to my village. You know what I'm saying? At no point did anyone want to be here. Okay. You know, I mean, revisionist history has you thinking like, you know what? It kind of worked out for everybody. I'm like, no, it didn't. Not necessarily. You know, everything's not necessarily cool. You know? Oh yes. You know, while some people in Black America are doing well, you know what I'm saying? You've got black people got caught up in the prison system. Education's not what it is. Broken homes and everything like that. And that was all beset by one thing, slavery. So at no time did anybody hope and pray and wish that they would give away, you know, their sweat equity for free to a country that took them away from their country in order to like build the dreams of these slave owners. How dare you? Ridiculous, man. Oh man. I don't know. You know, there's got to be something to be said. Like, if you work for Trump, I mean, it's almost like you got to be a cartoon character, like a cartoon villain, all of you. You know, I'm just shocked. I am shocked by all of it. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. Anyway, swipe to reveal. I can't see anything. Hey, what's going on out there if you're listening? If you wish to call in, please, by all means, 718-928-9732. I'll be taking your calls all hour long. If not, I guess I can play music all hour long and call it a show, because I'm feeling like that. It's one of those type of nights, you know. You're catching me like on one of those nights. I want to just kind of like mail this in. If you want me to mail it in, I will mail it in. You know, I will play like the best of Chaka Khan and just talk some trash, but we'll be all right. We'll be all right. Ooh, the double Dutch bus. I haven't heard this in a while, folks. You know, tonight might just be might just be music all night long. You know, we might just do that, you know. So that might be a thing. It might be a thing. I'm thinking that. I'm rethinking the whole thing right now. Yeah. Because all I really want to do is just get on the couch and just chill, do nothing much. Well. Yeah. But anyway, once again, International Women's Day. I heard there's a protest somewhere out in Washington Square Park or something, or probably somewhere around the world. Look, it's protest time. It's gonna be great 4 years of protests and probably four more years of protests. Who knows? Look, it's going down out there, folks. Just be careful. Take care of yourself. Love each other. Do what you can. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody put their hands on you, you know, it's okay. It's okay to choke somebody out sometimes. I'm just saying. In my opinion. Yay. Anyway. All right. What's going on with your folks out here? You want to talk to me? You don't? All right. Cool. Yay. I think I'm going to play some music for you. Oh, hold on. I got a caller on the line. Boom. Yay. Hold on. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Hello?
Hello, Remy.
Oh, hello, caller. What's going on?
Do you know who you're speaking with?
I believe I do. Are we from Long Island?
We are.
Okay. Are we about 5253 with a strong back?
Who are we, though? Who are we?
Who are we?
This sentence is grammatically incorrect.
Oh, well, then I know who we are, then. Look at you. Anyway, what's going on?
I don't really have anything of value to bring to this conversation, honestly, other than the fact that as I look at Facebook and look at what you said you were giving up on humanity for Lent.
Yeah, I'm giving up on humanity.
I'm supposed to be giving up Facebook for Lent.
Yeah.
I was on Facebook when I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be giving up Facebook for Lent.
Yeah.
That's my plan, Facebook and bread.
Facebook and bread, you're giving up for Lent. That sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's a start. I wish you well on that. That road to finding yourself, I guess. What do you think you're gonna find with giving up Facebook and bread per se? Do you think you're gonna find enlightenment by giving up Facebook and bread?
By giving up bread, they don't go hand in hand. It's just like it's two separate things. So one definitely has nothing to do with the other, but. The bread is in hopes that I get this stomach, like, looking like a model. And
okay.
I don't have to go through any extreme measures when I have to wear a bathing suit this summer. And you know what else it's about? It's about restraint.
Okay.
Because I often forget or I'll start something and I'll be like, but this looks good. Never mind. I'm just going to have it anyway. So I really want to make an effort not to eat bread. What I'm doing is, I'm going to try to limit the white carbs to one a day,
right.
And I'm not going to eat bread until Lent is over. So Facebook, this was inspired because, well, I've been off. Work has been slow. I am what they call underemployed, but that's not going to last so long.
All right.
I've been pissing away a lot of time on Facebook. I have two books that are half read. I need to read them. I have TV I need to catch up on.
Right.
And I'm wasting brain power on Facebook. Now, I find out a lot of interesting stuff. I get a lot of deals and all this kind of nonsense. I get into comment arguments with people. There's all good in Facebook, but I also find that it's harmful to my brain.
Okay.
And I don't want to rely on it to occupy, to entertain me. Which is what I've been doing. So, as soon as this gentleman, I'm supposed to be buying these tickets from something. He's posting it on Facebook. He keeps pushing it back, which is, in essence, pushing back my Lenten ban of Facebook.
Right. What are these tickets for?
They're for a derby party, a Kentucky Derby party.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to get my dress made
out
of some fabric that I got in Ghana. And I'm going to get one of those big, stupid hats, and I will have a piece of the fabric probably wrapped around the hat.
Okay.
To coordinate.
coordinate.
And yeah, that's the plan. I hope it works out. We'll see.
Well, you know, the derby parties aren't till the first Saturday in May. So
yeah, but for some reason he's selling the tickets next week because the party's in D.C. and
what? And he wants to get his hands on the cash now. Like that sounds a little shady.
Well,
it's a bit grimy. Good luck with that, my friend.
He's doing a hotel block for people that are from out of town. He's doing a Friday night happy hour, a Sunday brunch. It's like a weekend.
Okay.
So
Oh, that don't sound. That doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it
is. Cool. Oh, this is in D.C. Oh, okay. Well,
it's in D.C.
Well, I guess you can do that.
It is with the Black Travel Movement. Shout out to them.
Shout out to the Blacks who like to travel with their passports and everything. Yay. Good.
And without passports. We don't all need passports.
Well, this
to
is
travel,
true.
But
yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. I'm heading out to Seattle tomorrow. Boom. Have you ever been out there?
I was going to ask about that. I have not been to Seattle.
Oh, okay.
I hope you see Fraser out there, though.
Tossed salads and scrambled eggs, yes. But, of course, I'll let them know you said what's up, boom.
Please do.
I don't know what to expect. I'm like, Seattle. For all my money, I'm like, it's Seattle. I might as well stay in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's becoming Seattle every day, so what's the point,
True.
So,
true.
Let me go see the original. Let's see what's going on out here. One day on Flatbush Avenue, they'll just open up one of these fish markets. We'll just be throwing fish from the gutters or something like that at somebody. I don't know.
It'd be interesting. Might be a long flight. Hope you picked your seat out.
Yeah, it's the flight is 5.5-6 hours long. Man, I
just as long as you get to Iceland.
Yeah.
5
wow.
hours to get to Iceland.
5 hours? Jeez. God.
It took longer on the way back. It took 5:30, maybe 5:40, but it took 5 hours to get there.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's, jeez. Amazing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, note to self, no Iceland for me. And scene. Good. What was Iceland?
But it took less time to get to than it does to get across this country.
I'm sure it did. I was like, how big is Iceland? Iceland is about the size of, half of Long Island, maybe a piece of Staten Island. Really? Just to get out there for, some fjords and things of that nature? And what? Was everything spelled out correctly? Did you miss the use of vowels out there? What was going on?
I totally missed the use of vowels. I haven't seen so many consonants together in my life. How do they do this?
It's no, don't you understand? It's monosyllabic, and then it's about 7.
Ugh.
Yeah, there you go. And then you're no. I need to come back to the dumpster fire known as America, please.
Yeah, what it is about now.
Yeah, it is. It's almost like that part of the barbecue where the coals are turning a little gray, but. But don't worry, there'll be more. So we're just gonna throw on some more coals and everything like that. Anyway, what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts about Dr. Ben Carson?
You know what's funny? People keep saying the Black delegation is ready to put him on a chopping block. To me, Ben Carson has been traded a while ago.
No.
Really wanted to deal. I mean, he definitely took it to a new level with the slavery comment.
Right.
You know, I would have. First of all, where's his wife right now?
His wife was on stage with him. She's right by his side.
On stage with him with
yes.
Did they, you know he was going to say that?
Oh, she's right there. She's right by his side the whole time. You know, I will give her that much. She is a ride or die. So she's not going to the cookout either. You know, that's in my opinion.
Is his mama alive?
I mean, I don't know if his mama's alive, but if she was, I'm going to assume she wished she was dead after she heard that. She's like, oh, Lord, why does boy Ben say that now? Because that was horrible. That was horrible. It was what was that?
I just wonder, I'd love to. Has he come out with any explanation for that?
No, because he doubled down on it. He was like, well, you know, if you look up the, because he went with the whole what had happened was type of thing. It's like, well, if you look it up, you know, an immigrant is anybody who's not from this country. You know, I was like, you know what? You stepped in doo-doo and then you try to call it chocolate. And that's not how this thing works, buddy. All right? Jeez. None of them want to own mistakes. None of them. You know what I'm saying? Sessions. I've never met a Russian. Okay, maybe I speak to two. You know, Flynn, I've never talked to the Russians at all. Okay, I got a lap dance. Trump, what? I do not like my own pee. Why would I have somebody pee on me? And then he's got a filthy mattress. And Melania is like in New York. She's like, I do not want to pee on him anymore. This is getting ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Enough. They're all liars. All of it. All right? I respect a certain amount of lying from my politicians. But this is getting out of hand. All right? Enough. Enough already. Please, everybody stop. Okay? We need at least one or two liars. But we can't have all five liars and a dirty dirty black shadow in the back, you know what I'm saying, with the evil hand, you know what I'm saying, on top of everybody. And then we're waiting for like the Russians to come through so we can drink like vodka and ruin everything. Like this is getting out of hand, all of this. But yeah, but
does Ben Carson have any kids?
If he does, I'm sure they have their heads down now. They're like, no. I call him dad, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? He's like, he pays my rent, and that's about it. You know what I mean?
Right. What's so disappointing about him was before he came out as some kind of so-called politician or whatever he's calling himself, years ago when I first heard about him, I was really proud because of the, to be the first person to ever split conjoined twins, I think by the head,
right,
was a black surgeon,
right.
Right. It was such a you know what I'm saying? Like it's just a thing to be proud of or whatever.
Right.
And, he is just
I would
so many times over ruined that.
I mean,
pride.
I can't take away his professional achievements and what he's done for the culture in that aspect, because he's clearly out of his element, you know, which begs me to ask, why the hell were you running for president in the first place? You know, I mean, I've got hopes and dreams too, but you know, look, I'm like 5'9", 260. But I'm not walking around here in Speedos and everything like that talking about I should be James Bond. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't be. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, look, I mean, yes, you should believe in yourself at all times. But to the point where it's just ridiculous, like, no. Like, he is almost like, I was watching him say this stuff, and I was like, it's almost like he was like a pastor, and he got caught up in the sermon, and then he just lost his words. You know how like sometimes they trip up on their words, and that's what he did. He kind of just tripped up on his words and everything. But then, and I was like, okay, I'm willing to allow. I'm gonna allow him to, step out of this this mess. But then when he doubles down and starts talking about, well, when you look in the dictionary, it says that an immigrant. And I'm like, you idiot. You over here drinking the same juice that this moron who done hired you at you. Get out of my face.
Somebody drug him or something?
Probably. Like, all of them on drugs. All of them. Crooks, all of them. And that's a lot to say for politicians. But they're the worst. Oh, my God. They're going to get us all killed. They're going to get us all killed. And that's all I have to say about that.
It's anxiety-inducing to know what's going to happen next.
Oh.
You know?
Garbage. Trash. More trash. It's going to be amazing. That's why I'm like, before that trash happens, can we at least get Rachel Dolezal, a.k.a. and Kimche Diallo on our squad? And we can trade away the rights to Ben Carson to whatever Branson, Missouri, or whatever Asian village he would like to transfer to. Because I'm done with it. I'm like, no, you lose, sir. Like, for all the achievements that you did at the top of your career, great. You know what I'm saying? But it's almost like when Jordan played with the Wizards back in the day. He's like, you know what? He's not jumping as high as he used to. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. He lost a step. He lost a step. Yeah, he lost a step. That's all it is. It's a sad place. And that's why I'm like, look, let's get somebody on the squad who wants to be on the squad. Look, Rachel, a.k.a. And Kimche Diallo, you know, she look at her. She, like, I can smell the shea butter off of her now. You know what I'm saying? She's not even in the room. Come on. Like,
right.
Let's just get her on the squad. I'm sure she's not going to mess up, you know what I'm saying, the Cupid shuffle. You know, she's probably working. She probably can juju man on that beat. All that stuff.
It's like she doesn't have rhythm, despite all her whatever. I don't know about that.
I bet she could. I bet she could hit it, she hits it all and boom with a little running man and everything like that. Like, you ugly. You your daddy's son. She got all of it. All of it down. You're clearly not necessarily seeing the potential in her. That's all I'm saying. Because I'm like, look, at this point, I'm like, I'm through with Dr. Ben Carson. You know, I mean, he's a doctor, great. Conjoined twins, great. You know what I'm saying? The resume speaks for itself, great. And then you say some moronic shit like that, and then you double down on it. You double down on it. You don't even stop. And then say, hold on, what I meant to say was this. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? You don't even put a pause in there? Get out of my face, B.
Right.
We're done. You're like, I don't want you. So, boom. I will take Rachel, you know what I'm saying, or let's see, or a decent, one of these Syrian refugees who could be a juggler in Vegas. I mean, anybody. Anybody but him. I'm just saying, right about now, you know, I mean, the bar is very low. So, if you have a cat, you have a cat that can play, you know what I'm saying, chopsticks on the piano, by all means. I'm willing to engage that we, the black delegation is just giving up Dr. Ben Carson for, Whiskers the Kitten. You know what I'm saying? Because he's just ridiculous. Like, I'm too through. Just too through.
He can just make somebody angry for sure. Mm. For sure.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Well, that's all that's going on. What's going on with you this weekend? Chilling?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
My second hustle, Airbnb. Mm. Cleaning up.
There you go. Well.
The quick turnaround. One goes out, clean up, let another one in.
Yeah. Grand opening, grand closing. Yeah. You know, I was watching. International Women's Day. And you are a woman of the world. So happy International Women's Day to you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Like hashtag stamp life in the passport. I'm just saying. Because there was this. On PBS, there was this special, there was a report that spoke about how women have far more been taken advantage of Airbnb as supplementing their income, and it's something ridiculous. And I was like, oh, look at that! Like, I know somebody who does that, and I was like, this is great. And the thing is like it allows them to. You know, have the freedoms to do what they need to do, and it's almost like a shortfall. If for some reason, you know, their economies are not necessarily working out the way they like to. I was like, you know, that's pretty genius. It was one of the presidents or the CEO of Airbnb discussing it. He was like, yeah, it was mostly women take advantage of the services of Airbnb. It's crazy. Like,
interesting, really.
Yeah. He you can look it up. It was on PBS. I don't remember this. If I find it, I'll probably see if I can, put it up on Facebook or something like that. But it was very interesting.
You mean, right?
I'll post it. Yeah, I'll post it up on Facebook. Yeah.
But I mean, you mean they take advantage of it as host or
as host? No, as host. Hmm. Most hosts are usually women, and but the thing is, I mean, usually as clients, that can vary between men and women, but most hosts are usually women. And I was like, wow.
Okay.
So yeah, so stand and be counted. There you go. Good. Anyway, let's see. Bread is not giving, but you're not giving up on humanity though, because I'm kind of done with humanity. I'm like me and humanity. We're not talking to each other, you know what I'm saying?
I actually am having an issue with humanity right now too. But that's for another time. Mm. yeah.
Okay. All right. I understood. You know, baby steps, baby steps. Baby steps. All right. Well, I wish you well. You know what I'm saying? Be well, be good, and don't let nobody put no hands on you. If you do, you know what I'm saying? You know who to call. You're going to be all right. Okay?
Thank you. Shout out to Uncle Ben Carson.
Yeah, Uncle Ben. Jeez. This motherfucker. And if anybody wishes to invite him to the cookout, you getting disinvited to the cookout too. I ain't hearing it this year. None of that. All right.
Can't come.
If I see him, if I switch the spots during the electric slide and I see that dude walking in with his watered down potato salad, hey, we shutting down the music and the party done. Party done. Me not play this. Whoa. What? Boy, who tell him to come to the house? No. No. No, not this year. All right? I'm just saying. There needs to be punishments involved, man. Like, jeez.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, my God. I can just feel like Samuel Jackson just, like, coming through my spirit right now. Just like, this motherfucker's got to go! Like, I'm just saying, like, oh, we just can't. We just can't. You know what I'm saying? We're at a vulnerable place right now, you know, in this society. I'm just saying. It's not just America. No. Like, screw that. I'm just talking about this point in time. It is a very vulnerable place where, like, oh my God, a lot of things that, you know, that we got to the mountaintop for, people are now kicking dust on our faces and are moving the goal line. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, look, everybody's got to dig deep right now because it can go the other way. It can literally go the other way. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it kind of already has.
No, not so much, because I feel like this within all this chaos, there's still some opportunities. And within all chaos, there's always opportunities. So I'm thinking, like, I think we're gonna make out. I think we're gonna be fine in this. I do not know how. I think it's gonna be some one of these things, like, by no one saw this, and then all of a sudden, Philadelphia has like 6 billionaires. Oh, they all happen to be black, and I'm like, what? How did that happen? Well, there was.
Oh, that's true.
No, I'm just saying, I guess it's one of these Asian proverbs, like, you know, within times of disaster, there's also great opportunity. I might be fudging that, but the thing is, this is a time of, it's not necessarily a disaster, but at the same time, there's a whole lot of things moving around where, like, people people are not keeping their eye on the prize, and I'm like, this is the time where you kind of slip in there, get what you need to do, hold your nose, and make it happen, you know. I mean, like, I know somebody who's selling these Make Brooklyn Great Again T-shirts and everything, and I was like, you know what, they might as well just keep selling them, because you know why, somebody's gonna buy them. Now, it may not necessarily be the audience that they wanted to buy them, but you know what? Somebody wants to support that. So
I feel like at this point, the way the world is going, that we will really get, or we should really get, what we mean when we say, when, you know, this person selling this shirt says, make Brooklyn and make Harlem great again. And I think that it's about time we have some guests on the show to, you know, move this along a bit.
All right, cool. Well, fine. Well, hopefully those guests can actually show up on time and everything, and stop, you know, like, shuffling their feet and acting as if they're too fancy and highfalutin. That's all I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Whatever. Why?
What?
Why aren't you on Facebook Live today?
I don't know. Facebook Live was acting a fool. I was trying to get on Facebook Live. Why? I thought I was on Facebook Live, and then all of a sudden it said, like, you're not on Facebook Live. So I was like, all right.
So, this is curious.
What? I'm like, I could probably jump on for the last 15 minutes. We'll see what happens. Like, boom.
I'm getting back off, though. I feel like somebody needs to change my password. I need to be able to access certain, it's not even looking at anything right here. It's just habit. Like, it's scrolling is just habit. And for what? Like, just right. Get off of it. I'm going to sign out so that I have to go through the steps of logging in, which doesn't take anything. But
all right.
Maybe I'll remember I'm not supposed to be on.
Okay.
Anyway,
but thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You've been awesome. Majestic and whimsical. All right. Godspeed to you. You have an excellent evening. All right.
You do the same and have fun in Seattle.
We'll try. We'll do that. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun.
Starbucks or something.
Well, I'm not going to go no Starbucks. Whatever. I ain't drinking coffee like that in no Seattle. You know what? Whatever. Like, this call done. This call done. Them.
That's why I said that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, from Seattle.
Yeah, there you go.
Didn't it?
Yeah, Starbucks, grunge music, Boeing, Mount Rainier. I've read it all up. There's gonna be some things to do while I'm in Seattle. We'll see what happens. So that's gonna be fun. Anyway, let me go play some music. You have anything you want to hear? I already played Ladies' Night and She's a Bad Mama Jamma. So if you have any requests. Oh.
Do I'm Every Woman.
Oh, Jesus. You know what? I guess, that sounds about right. Let's go.
Keeping up with the theme, right?
Yeah, that's about right. I think, actually, for Ladies History Month, I've actually opened up with I've opened up with a woman's, a song by a woman last week, but it was actually the Remy Ma Sheether track, so I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I was like, no, that's about right, Like, I mean, it ain't UNITY by Queen Latifah, but, it kind of hits the point. Like, you know what I'm trying to do. You know what this is.
I got you.
So, yeah. All right, so I'm going to throw on the Chaka Khan version, because I love me the Chaka version. So, all right, so this one's for you. Good luck with this. Yes. All right, talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, shout out to you, caller. Boom, and this is I Am Every Woman.
Designated survivor returns tonight to 9:00.
Well, not that, but this is I Am Every Woman. Oh. It's all in me. That's right. I'm not every woman. I don't believe I'm. No. I'm not every woman, but Chaka Khan is. Oh, shout out to Chaka. Man, yo, Chaka Khan is fine. I don't want to, you know, like, objectify a woman on International Women's Day, but man, Chaka Khan, she's on that, Chaka Khan. Woo, damn, Chaka Khan is fine. That's all I have to say about that. Folks, you've been majestic and whimsical this week. I wish I could say the same for myself. I feel like I failed you. I failed you all. Oh, well. What are we going to do? Anyway, what did we learn? What did we learn today? We learned that, you know, you could be a neurosurgeon and still be dumb as hell, yo. Just dumb. Just, jeez. Hey, it's okay if you make a mistake. Just say, look, my bad. Let me retrace that. Give me a second. All right? Yes, you can't unthrow a stone, but you can at least say, oops, I meant to throw the stone, not the egg. Like, what was that? That's all I'm saying. Jeez, let's have some deference. Can we do that? Are you too big to just say, my bad? Okay, anyway. Also, shout out to Rachel Dolezal, wherever you are. You know, Rachel, I'm going to be in your area, Rachel. And Kichi Diallo. So shout outs to you. I wish you well. I hope no one tries to besmirch your name. You know. It's just hard for you, you know what I'm saying, to like find the people that love you and want to be with you, Rachel. And I'm just saying, we're gonna try to get you to the cookout this summer, Rachel. Come hella high water. You're gonna make it to the cookout. All right. Well, I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to talk to some people, you know, all right? You just be ready, okay? Not too much kente cloth, just enough, all right? But anyway. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to see if I can play you out with some fancy tunage. And then I'm off. And I'm off to the great Northwest. Let's see. What can I play for you? You people that you love so much to hear. Oh, let's see. Boo. Boo, boom, boo. Let's see. Oh, there we go. Nice power ballad by your Lord and Savior. The Knowles of Beyonce. Anyway, you've all been wonderful, majestic, and whimsical. All right, I hope everything works out for you folks. I hope it's going to work out for me too. All right. Anyway, I don't know what the hell was that. That was. Okay, stand by. All right. Well, it's been wonderful, folks. Good night. Shout out to all of you. Bye-bye. Yay. What the hell happened? Oh, my bad. Yeah.
back to business.